This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. One day after President Trump's personal attorney was sentenced for crimes, including those he says were committed at Mr. Trump's direction, the president is denying it. Michael Cohen told a federal judge that his blind loyalty to Trump led him to cover up his dirty deeds. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Cohen and federal prosecutors say Donald Trump directed him to pay hush money to conceal Trump's alleged affairs before the 2016 election, an apparent campaign finance violation. The president tweets this morning he never directed Cohen to break the law, tweeting Cohen was a lawyer and he is supposed to know the law. The president argues the liability is on the lawyer if a mistake is made. Besides, he says the payments were not related to campaign finance. He's gone from denying knowing about the payments at all to saying they would have been private transactions that were not illegal. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Another potentially worrisome legal development for Mr. Trump emerged as prosecutors announced that American Media, Inc., publisher of the National Enquirer tabloid, struck a deal to avoid charges over its role in suppressing damaging stories about then-candidate Trump to help him win the presidency. An accused Russian secret agent has pleaded guilty to conspiracy in Washington. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Maria Butina admits she joined the National Rifle Association in order to collect information on American political players and relay that to the Russian government. She pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy, admitting she was acting on behalf of Moscow. The case provides insight into how Russia seeks to influence American policy. In Butina's case, it involved entertaining top NRA officials and their Republican allies in Washington, including the party's presidential hopefuls. Butina has agreed to cooperate with investigators in the probe, which is separate from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Investigation. She'll remain in jail while awaiting sentencing. I'm Warren Levinson.
This is VOA News.